2 years ago, Doug Fevens moved from rural Nova Scotia to Halifax. He was looking for a place to belong. Doug is gay. And when he moved to Halifax, he wanted to find a community that included a church that would accept his sexual orientation. He found one and recently led a service about his search. To mark Gay Pride Week, Doug has come in to tell us his story. Welcome, Doug.
Thank you.
When did you first realize that you were gay?
I guess I've known all my life, but it's a matter of accepting it, of realizing that there's nothing wrong. And that has only been in the past few years that I've been able to do that, to come out of the closet as a gay man.
But prior to that, what was it like for you to live as a gay person who hadn't quite made that jump yet?
I tried to isolate myself as much as possible from society so that I wouldn't be recognized as a gay person. I spent many hours alone watching TV or whatever and not participating in society. So I lost quite a bit that way, yeah.
Some gay people I know have said to me that growing up in a rural area is not the easiest thing to do if you're gay in this province, so people tend to gravitate toward the city. What were your experiences like? You grew up in a rural area as well.
I would agree with that, and I think that's probably why I stayed in the closet so long, was I enjoyed the country. I enjoy being in the rural areas. I did live in Hamilton for about 4 years, and again, I isolated myself, and I did not like it. I did not like the city, and so I moved back to rural Nova Scotia.
Why was it important for you to find a church that would accept you despite your orientation?
Well, for me, a church is more than a creed or a doctrine or whatever. It's community. It's relating to people. And I wanted to be able to have that side of being human, grow within me, the spiritual, you know, and that's an intricate part of being in a community. It is, I believe, a spiritual aspect. If we don't nurture that, we also lose something of ourselves. So, yeah, it's important.
What does the church that you attend do to make you feel welcome as a gay person?
It's not so much what they're doing, it's what they're attempting. They are aware of the issues. They are trying to educate themselves and to understand what it means to be gay. Interweave is Universalist Unitarians for Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, and Transgender Concerns. It's a international body, and it's affiliated with the church I belong to, the Universalist Unitarian Church. And basically what they do is try to bring the issues that affect gay, lesbians, bisexuals, transgenders to the attention of the rest of the church community so that there is a true celebration of being gay.
You recently gave a sermon as part of a church service, and you talked about your search for community. Could you read a little part of it for us, Doug, now?
I'd be happy to, George.
Thank you.
On June 1st, 1993, I was admitted to the psychosocial unit at the King's Regional Rehabilitation Center. There was a hand-drawn poster on the bulletin board just as you entered onto the unit. It depicted all the programs of the unit and the topics covered by the programs. The first one I noticed was sexuality. Finally, I would have to confront the issue. It was not to be. By mid-September, I was into another slump. I stopped eating and became uncooperative in working on my program. In November, I was asked to go to the Valley Regional Hospital, where I could be assessed for treatment. After a few days, the doctor told me again I had a decision to make. I could go back to Yarmouth, or where I had family in the Valley, he would consider discharging me there. In either place, friends and family were going to ask me, sooner or later, "How's your love life, Doug? Met anyone special yet?" And, "You should get out more." I left the hospital, leaving my belongings behind. I was angry and bitter. The way I saw it, I was given no choice at all. That was, by far, the hardest day of my life. But it was the day that I told myself that enough was enough. I was not going to do society's dirty work anymore. They could call me all the names they wanted. They could fail to treat my illnesses because they say they are an act of God. And they can fail to recognize my love and commitment to another man. But I will have my dignity. I guess that answers your question. Where are you from? I am from the war zone called the Closet.
Doug, thank you.
Thank you.
Doug Fevens lives in Halifax. As part of Pride Week, there will be a Pride service this coming Sunday evening at 7:30. It's organized by the Safe Harbor Metropolitan Community Church, and it'll be held at the Universalist Unitarian Church located at 5500 English Street in Halifax.